Welcome to the podcast. Hey, what do you reckon about Clive Palmer's $40 million boat called Australia? Apparently it's in the top 600 luxury yachts in the world.
I reckon that if I was owed a bit of money from Clive Palmer, I'd be pretty pissed off at that
narky
boat.
Are you owed money?
Oh, well, most people are.
Most people are, yeah. There's so many miners. Remember, it all went through court and he's trying everything not to pay people back.
Yeah.
He owes a lot of people a lot of money.
Nickel mine.
Oh, yeah. He's got 13 properties there at Sovereign Island. So
he just bought a new house. He bought the house next door to him. Apparently it looks like a spaceship.
Yeah. It's got a bigger pontoon.
He could sell one of them and maybe pay some people back. That's my thoughts.
Pontoon for the boat.
Yeah.
Oh. If you were invited on it, would you go?
Yeah, absolutely.
You've got four staterooms.
Yeah, I'll see you there. I'd go on it for sure. It would be awesome. Has it got another boat, like a little tender that we can go fishing off? So if we, go up towards the Great Barrier Reef, we can just live off the mothership and then just cruise in and do a little bit of fishing and come back. Nothing better than seeing Clive, sunbathing up the top towards the Great Barrier Reef in his Speedos.
Nothing better, eh?
Oh, well, I had my former manager, Big Hesh, Heshen, H-E-S-S-I-O-N. He's probably very similar size to what Clive is.
Really?
Yep. And he used to just, we used to do a bit of water skiing behind his boat. And he would have the race guide, his little radio, his telephone, and he'd be driving the boat in his Speedos. Oh. And that is it. He was a bit browner than what Clive would be, I think. But what I loved about it one day, Hesh, no joke, he rung me up. He was in Calandra, Coolangatta, somewhere up in Maroochydore, and he's rung me and he's gone.
Close enough.
Yeah.
Coolangatta.
He goes, Calandra, you know where I'm talking about. He goes, jump on Moorbar, whatever it is, surf cam.
Yeah.
And I've gone, right. So I've jumped on surf cam updates every 3 or 5 seconds. And he goes, can you see me? And this Big Ash walking the beach in his Speedos and nothing else.
Oh, wow. He got half a semi.
Wow.
No. Renting out the shade beneath him for a family.
You know what? The only reason you liked it is because he owned it. It was wrong.
Yeah, I think it's all right if you own it.
He owned it.
I think, like those blokes that have the big Buddha bellies that are so tight. They're shiny, and they rub them. They're taut.
Like a drum.
Yeah, and they rub them.
Yeah, you
and
think
they just love them.
One day that's going to let go and it's going to level the city office block.
Right. Yeah. If you rub it, it's good luck.
That's right.
I go up to strangers with big guts
Buddha.
And rub them.
Buddha belly.
His normal lunch would be, he started off with 2 beers, a bottle of wine, and then he'd have maybe a beer to finish off and then he'd go back to work.
Any solids?
Yeah, he'd have a main meal.
Plenty of that.
Yeah. And dinner after that? You have a big meal for lunch?
Oh, yeah,
that
was only lunch.
I remember speaking to one day, he was helping me out, Flan.
Yeah.
And he sounded like, he always sounded like Kekovich to me.
Yeah.
And he was all I needed was I was getting ripped off by people who did a bond clean.
Okay.
He helped me out, right? I helped him out. And he's like, just hang on a minute, love. Hang on. I've got to tell the Uber driver. Pull over here. They're the best Debbies in town. Hang on, love. I've just got to give me 5 minutes. They know my order. I won't be long. I'm just going to go in and get some Debbies. I'm like, whatever you need to do, Ash.
Boot full of dim sims.
So he's similar to Clive. Would you go on Clive's boat?
Yeah, I would. I'm a bit with Bridge. I want him to pay the tradies. I can't stand it when the tradies don't get paid. That disturbs me. But I've always wanted to like Clive Palmer. Give me an excuse, Clive. I don't know.
Really?
Yes. I don't know why. I've always wanted to like him.
Yeah, I wouldn't go that far, but I'd go on his boat.
Yeah. I think all three of us talked our way out of ever going on that boat today.
Yeah, yeah.
Look, we're going to hang around today. Rod McLeod's got a very, very special anniversary today.
Yes, our newsreader. Yes.
Hang on for that. And US President Joe Biden's going to have a chat to us. And Bridget's going to update us on this extraordinary story out of the United States where two people who were travelling around the country, one has been killed. And the other has disappeared.
All right, we spoke about this yesterday. I think the reason this case in America has gained so much momentum and attention is they're still looking for the killer who looks like he's the partner of Gabby Petito. That's what we're talking about. Now, also, I think the reason why this is such a big case is because there's so much footage of these guys together. They were a young couple. They lived at home with Brian Laundrie's parents. They went on an adventure, bought a white van. Seemed all okay until the police pulled them over. Someone saw a bit of an incident between the two of them. All of a sudden, Gabby goes missing. Brian just rocks up back at home. Gabby's parents are trying to call his parents. No one's answering the phone. It seems extremely dodgy.
Yeah.
To begin with, a lot of people were saying maybe after they found Gabby's body, the autopsy said it was strangulation, that perhaps he has gone and harmed himself out on the hiking trail he used to go out into. But then a lot of people were speculating, well, why are the parents just staying at home and getting on with their lives? Surely if your child... you would want to try and find out.
You'd be distraught.
And what was going on?
Been a lot of speculation out there where he is and what he's doing, what part of the world he's in. Has he changed his look? There's been so much out there, so much hype around this case.
That's right. And I think the reason is it makes you go, as a parent, what would you do? As a parent, how can these parents be just not helping out the other parents who are grieving about their daughter's death? Knowing pretty much it's the partner and no one can find them. Now, out in this trail where apparently everyone's looking to try and find Brian, dead or alive, it's called the Mayakachi Trail. Now, on this trail and around this area, in the meantime, they've found around seven bodies.
What? Yeah, they've found seven other bodies.
Seven other bodies.
Wow.
So
this
people
is why
who've
I don't
gone,
hike.
Mm. No, people who have gone missing.
See, exercise is bad.
What the hell?
So I know. And I mean, you think, well, how come these aren't high profile? How
imagine
are they
searching
just...
some of the dense bushland around here.
Oh, God.
Or up in Cairns in the cane fields, yes.
Yeah, right.
I know. Exactly right. So how is that unearthing? And then all of a sudden... this just came out this morning, that Brian's family, Chris and Roberta, who they say people, they're just getting on with their lives, which is the weirdest thing.
Strange.
All of a sudden, the lawyer for the family said that they did a, inverted commas, brief search of the area and they've discovered some articles belonging to him.
That the hundreds of police didn't find themselves.
Yeah, sniffer dogs. I've been watching the 24/7 footage of this news coverage. And you follow the drones in the area and you follow the helicopters.
So they know everywhere.
So they know it's definitely Brian stuff.
Well, they're saying yes. Some articles belonging to him were found. Whether that means they will find a body or it just, look, allegedly, I'm going to put it out there, everyone's a sleuth in this. They were planted. Of course, it's planted to get them off the sniff.
Yeah, right.
I read an article about.
So is he alive?
Well, there's a detective who, an ex-detective, he says no. He is alive, but he's not in that area. Mm. There's no way if they've scaled that whole area.
Yeah.
And even
yeah,
his sister went, he's not that good a camper.
Oh.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So they're saying it is a red herring and that he probably is with help. Could be in Mexico, could be overseas, who knows.
Right.
Could have got the fake passports. He had enough time. He was home for a week before his parents even... Gabby's parents reported him missing because he had that gap of not answering phone calls or doing anything.
He could have come in here with George Clooney.
Well, yes. I mean, anything's possible, Spider.
You never know.
Wow. There's a theory.
Okay, well, there's the latest.
This is mind-blowing.
I know.
Fascinating case. After this, we are going to change tack. COVID jabs on the Gold Coast. Lots of schools going to be open up this weekend. If you need one, we'll tell you where you can get yours next.
Well, we're still in the States. We're an American show today almost. Joe Biden is the president and he's going to have a chat to us now, but there may also be a visit from another US president.
President of the United States of America, Joe Biden. Good morning, sir.
Oh, God, love you. It's great to be on the 92 Hand Jive Nipple Gem with Biff, Spitball, and Fran, man.
Wow.
So close, almost got it. So how you been, sir?
I get that right.
We heard that you plan to undergo a physical exam soon. Is that right?
Hey, you're getting personal, Jack.
Yeah.
Hey, look. You better believe it. I'm going to get everything checked out, man. They're going to run all my vital signs to try and figure out if I'm still alive. Yeah.
So it'll be a full checkup for you then.
Yeah, usually I have them grind down all the corns on my feet a little too, and I always have them do that thing where they test your reflexes, and the doc tells you to cough while he hits you in the nuts with that little hammer.
What?
Oh, I usually cry after that one. Yeah.
Sir, I understand our producer managed to get our former president on the line. This is the first. Joining President Biden is our 42nd president, Bill Clinton. Good morning, sir. It's great to have you on the show.
Well, it is great to be with you. I tell you guys, anything else in my ear is better than that nagging she-devil demon woman sitting in my living room watching the Today Show on my 4K HD TV.
Wow. You were being treated for an infection that reached your bloodstream recently. I saw that on the telly. We saw that you walked out of the hospital arm in arm with your wife Hillary. Aww.
Hi, Bridge. How are you?
Hey, Bill.
You know, I'm sorry you had to see that because she had her mask on. So a lot of people thought that Hillary was just one of them old nuns that they have down there in the lobby at Mount Rosary. God, she looked frumpy, didn't she? Oh, I could see how you'd make that mistake with her, man. I'm telling you, Joe, I'm not kidding, Joe. She marched me out to the car so damn fast. She wouldn't even let me stop by the maternity ward for a second to watch a couple of the hotter new moms breastfeed for the first time.
No.
It was terrible.
But, but we heard that you're finishing the recovery now. You're able to do it at home in New York. How are you feeling?
Well, thanks. I'm feeling so much better now, and I'm doing great, and I'm very, very thankful to the doctors and nurses, and especially to the nurses and the nurses. I thank each nurse individually and privately, except, you know, the male nurses. I mean, I got to take a pass there.
But
I was a little scared when they ran that blood work, and Hillary took a look at the results, but not one trace of an STD.
Good for you. Congratulations.
Good work. Thank you. Pat me on the back there. And I want everybody to know that I'm following the doctor's orders. Whenever I feel weak, they told me to take a chubby intern and go to bed. And I follow that direction to a T.
Well, speaking of interns, are you watching the new American Crime Story series? Now, it's called The Impeachment, about your affair with Monica Lewinsky. Ooh. And we heard that Ms. Lewinsky was a consulting producer for the show, so I'd say you'll be buried.
Oh, are you kidding me? Come on. Seriously, I can't believe they get away with airing that trash in people's homes. It is highly offensive, and 95% of it didn't happen that way because Monica said it did, okay? Hillary left the room. Hell yes, I'm watching that. And the chick who plays Monica is thicker than the real thing. I'm in heaven, and it got the UTDA rating along with the MA rating. You know, right?
Wait, I know MA stands for mature audiences, but what does UTDA stand for?
Yeah.
Under the desk action. This is getting below the belt, man. Come on. Yeah, literally.
Hey, that is gross. Yeah. Look, sorry for interrupting your interview, President Biden. Thank you for calling.
Oh, it's all good, man. We can just delete that part and start over. I'll hold.
That's not what I meant, sir. Goodbye, former President Clinton.
Goodbye. And if Bridge would like to, I'll give her an exclusive, no-holds-barred private interview before she leaves. I'll send you the Zoom link, okay, honey? You better turn your camera on, girl.
Oh, wow.
A bit of UTDA, eh?
Hey,
hey. No, seriously, it's easy to do over the Zoom. I have a really steady camera, Bridge. All I do is whip out my big tripod.
Oh,
Bill, shut up, you know? Come on, man.
Got a really significant milestone for Rod McLeod today. The extraordinary 9-time Acro-winning newsreader has been here for a long, long time.
Congratulations, Rod McLeod.
Yeah, we pretended we forgot. We would never forget. Happy 27th anniversary, Rodney.
27 years today.
I mean, 27 years on the Gold Coast reading news.
Oh, man. And you know what? Yes. So many people are listening now. They've heard all the breaking news from you.
Congratulations, Rod McLeod. 27 years as a newsreader. Rod McLeod arrived in Australia on the third boat of the First Fleet. Rod McLeod began reading at the early age of 3 weeks. His mastery of Sea Spot Run was legendary. Beginning his internship with Sir Robert Menzies, he soon graduated top of his class. Rod quickly rose to the top of the newsreading ranks and could afford to not cut his own hair. But as times turned tough under COVID, Rod has returned to using the salad bowl to fashion his quaff. His record of 632 acres for newsreading is untouched. I'm sure I join all Gold Coasters, except for those who don't listen to Triple M, in wishing you a hearty congratulations. And here, you can have this silly voice back.
Hey! Right on, Rod. You've done some massive 27 years, Rod. Been some big, big stories over that time.
Huge stories on the Gold Coast, and it's just changed. Completely, especially in the northern suburbs, the amount of growth has been phenomenal. I remember when they didn't have the infrastructure, they had to use semi-trailers to cart in stuff and cart stuff out of because we didn't have the infrastructure there, and it's just grown massively. And the M1 when it was two lanes, now evolved to six and soon to be eight. That's been huge as well. And of course the Gold Coast Titans and the Suns. An AFL team. Who would have thought the Coast would have had an AFL team?
Yeah, it's extraordinary. Rod, congratulations, mate. You are a fantastic newsreader, and I'm really very happy that I work with you. In your very first bulletin, you reported on a murder, and I just wanted to let you know, if you had committed that murder instead of reported on it, you would have been out 7 years ago.
Oh. Can we just take a trip back down memory lane? These are some of the things that have happened over the years since Rod was here. He's just a wee lad.
Before proclaiming victory, Nelson Mandela joined his supporters in singing South Africa's new national anthem.
Has reported that Diana, Princess of Wales, has died.
Appalling handsome.
I'm not there to keep the bastards honest. I'm there to get rid of the bastards.
I did not have sexual relations with that woman.
Both the reality and the potential effects of Y2K.
Freeman runs up to her. Kathy lifting. This is a famous victory. A magnificent performance.
Bradman, cricket's greatest ever batsman, has died at the age of 92.
Apparently, a plane has just crashed into the World Trade Center here in New York City.
Titans fielded a developmental team for their first trial last month.
She becomes Australia's first female Prime Minister.
Very spot where Prince William made Kate Middleton his bride.
Donald Trump is now President-elect Trump.
So just a few things.
Yeah. Rodney, 27 years is a jet stone, like an inky stone, and mahogany is 27 years tall.
Mahogany sounds nice.
That's not good. That's a casket.
Yeah.
Yes, but at your age to get wood, it's a happy day, so good for you.
Honestly, mate, we've been 15 years, yourself and I, Rod. Yes. We've been through a lot on air and personally, helped each other through some tough times as well. My favourite?
Oh, God. He's your favourite.
Sleeping under the desk. A lot of our Triple M family knows this one. Every Friday, we used to do Fear of God into Rod.
Oh, no.
Where we would do things to Rod as he read the news. And we did things like blindfold you in a darkened room full of rat traps.
Yes.
Oh. Barefoot.
Yes.
You had to walk through.
Yes.
Unfortunately, we didn't. No, we didn't. Scotty Sattler decided to use you as a. Tackling practice, and we knocked you out.
Yes.
Serious?
And the kids were listening.
A sumo suit wasn't the best protection from being tackled by an NRL player. And I whacked my head, and the microphone dropped, and everything was... Rod, hello.
We're going, Rod, and your kids are in the car going, where's Daddy?
Oh, they killed Daddy on the radio.
It was so much fun, Rod. Yeah. Honestly, but you have broken the big stories with us here on the Gold Coast. It's amazing. So,
27 years. How many actual years do you think you've worked of that 27?
Here we go.
Peter, I reckon there'd be at least 1 year of annual leave in that.
One every year.
Well done, Rod. You've got yourself another couple of weeks of annual leave. You're only 3 years off another batch of long service. Well done,
buddy. That'll be that. Thank you for listening. Check us out on weekdays from 5 a.m. on 92.5, the Gold Coast Triple M.